This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, CMM Respondent versus AMC Appellant, decided February 25, 2025, by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District. CMM, NOM, ED112435. Respondent, Appeal Fro M. The Circuit Court of St. Louis County versus cause number 23CLPN06778. AMC, Honorable Amanda B. McNelly. Appellant. Filed February 25, 2025. Opinio NAMC. Husband. Appeals for OM the trial court's judgment granting an order of protection to CMM. Wife. Under the Adult Abuse Act. The Act. For an husband raises 3 points on appeal. Point one argues the trial court erred in granting the order of protection because there was not substantial evidence of physical harm so as to prove battery or assault. Point two alleges the trial court erred in granting the order of protection because there was not substantial evidence to support finding husband stalked wife in that she did not prove she feared a danger of physical harm or that a reasonable person would have feared a danger of physical harm. Point three contends the trial court erred in granting the order of protection because there was not substantial evidence to support finding husband harassed wife in that no reasonable person would have suffered substantial emotional distress, nor did wife actually suffer substantial emote ional distress. 1. See paragraph 455.010.095 RSMO 2016. Two, because we find the trial court's judgment granting a full order of protection was not supported by substantial evidence. W.E. reverse the trial court's judgment and vacate the order. Background wife sought an order of protection against husband on December 29, 2023. Wife's petty ion alleged husband caused or attempted to cause her physical harm, stalked her, harassed her, followed her from place to place, and threatened to do the same. According to wife's petition, the police arrested husband on Labor Day, September 4th, 2023, for alleged domestic assault. Wife was prompted to file the subject petition when, on one recent occasion, husband followed her while she was driving in St. Louis County. Wife also alleged that husband sent her and her 15-year-old daughter harassing text messages, would break into their home when she was not there, despite having moved out while they pursued divorce, made false police reports, put up cameras around the home without her knowledge, and communicated with her and the children through connected devices using Amazon's Alexa application. She alleged she was fearful for her and her children's safety. After granting an ex parte order of protection, the trial court held a hearing for a full order of protection, which both husband and wife attended. Wife was represented by counsel, and husband appeared pro se. Details of the evidence relevant to the allegations of domestic violence and stalking will be recounted in the discussio en sect ion below. Following the hearing, the trial court entered a full order of protection on January 31st, 2024. Pursuant to the form judgment, the trial court found wife sufficiently proved allegations of domestic violence, stalking, and or sexual assault against husband. The trial court entered orders limiting contact between husband and wife and granted wife exclusive possession of the marital homey. The full order of protection was set to remain in effect until January 30th, 2025. Husband now appeals. 3. Standard of review. We review a trial court's judgment granting a full order of protection for whether it is supported by substantial evidence, is against the weight of the evidence, or erroneously declares or misapplies the law. JRC v. SLF, 686 SW3D 673, 6977, MOAPP ED 2024, internal citation omitted. Substantial evidence is competent evidence from which the trier of fact could reasonably decide the case. It is at 677-78. Internal quotation omitted. We defer to the trial court's credibility determinations and view the evidence and permissible inferences drawn from the evidence in the light most favorable to the judgment. It is at 677, quoting Bateman v. Platt Sintai, 363 SWW 3D 39 43, Moenard Bank 2012. A trial court, must ensure that sufficient credible evidence exists to support all elements of the statute before entering a full order of protection because of the potential stigma that may attach to an individual who is labeled a stalker or domestic abuser under the Act. Edeen at 6578, quoting KLM ver BAG 532 SW3D 706 709 MODA app ED 2017. A trial court may not grant a full order of protection unless the petitioner has proven the allegations by a preponderance of the evidence. Idilia, internal quotation omitted. Discussion 2. The trial court's judgment consisted of a check-the-box form stating that wife proved allegations of domestic violence, stalking, and/or sexual assault against husband pursuant to paragraph 455-040. 3 under the Act, because the judgment does not specify on which grounds I always